You are at the very heart of the factory, where the coal stacks, boilers, chimney, and steam engine are still preserved. The coal stacks were where the coal was stored, the fuel used to feed the steam engine that produced the energy needed to operate the factory's machines. Catalonia is a coal-poor region, so it was necessary to import it, mainly from Wales and Asturias. It was transported by steamer to the port of Barcelona, where it was then sent to Terrassa by train, and then by cart to the factory. The factory used coal for only a few years, from 1908 to 1914. At that point, electrical power started to replace coal. Once at the factory, it was offloaded through the round trap doors in the courtyard, allowing the coal to be directly stored in the coal stacks, which had a capacity of up to 600,000 kilos. If you look up, you will see an opening where the outside light comes in. This is one of these trap doors. In the factory, there were three more places like this that performed the same function. From the coal stacks, we move to the boilers, which began the steam cycle.